This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. There was economic data of the non-jobs variety out today. Factory orders, which is to say manufacturing, were up better than 2.5% in November, more than people had been guessing. Again, that is month on month. Year over year, though, up less than 1%. And manufacturing employment barely budged over the past year, even though the economy added about 2.7 million jobs overall. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports now on what's ailing American manufacturing.
In the face of high interest rates and a weakening global economy, manufacturing activity was in contraction for all of 2023.
Running a manufacturing business is pretty damn hard work right now.
Ned Hill teaches economic development at Ohio State University. He says surveys of local manufacturers find that hiring entry-level workers is a top concern, plus...
Those that deal with housing products are nervous about interest rates. One-third of the small to mid-sized companies that responded are trying to sell their businesses, which to me is a sign of uncertainty.
Okay, all this does sound pretty grim. But actually, says Mark Zandi at Moody's Analytics, with interest rates so high, we should be grateful it's not way worse.
Manufacturing is generally the part of the economy that goes down the tubes and pushes it into recession. So the fact that it kind of held its own is pretty incredible. I mean, typically in a rising rate environment, you see lots of job losses.
Zandi says one reason that hasn't happened, the federal government has invested billions in infrastructure, electric vehicle, and semiconductor production. Luckily, those are some of the industries Lyman Munson's small manufacturing company in Columbia, South Carolina serves.
We're involved in the final fit and finish of components like crankshafts, jet engine blades. So the jet engine goes all the way to Europe.
Munson sees more demand on the horizon.
We're excited about reshoring manufacturing sites to be closer to their end users. Transportation industry, we're through the strike and lots of demand for vehicles.
He says right now, business for his 35-employee manufacturing operation is good. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.